It's a long night here in front of the television at this upscale Ethiopian home. Half a dozen anxious viewers drift in and out trying to control their nervous energy. It's well after midnight, but the TV screen shows long lines of voters standing in the rain waiting for their turn in the voting booth. TV commentators kill time until the first polls close.
There is a good deal of confidence in the Obama campaign that he will win this evening. But Joe Biden is also the unknown. As one strategist put it, I'm a nervous wreck.
That comment sends a thrill through this audience. This is Africa, and there are no McCain supporters in the room. Derese Kasa, a professor at Addis Ababa University, says he has never stayed up late for any election results anywhere. But this is a moment he says he doesn't want to miss.
America has a history whereby the African-American community has to struggle to be considered as citizens themselves and be a franchise to be able to cast their votes. Coming from these history of segregation and the struggle for equality, to be able to see a Democratic candidate running for presidency, the highest office in the U.S., by itself is a big achievement.
The televisions are on as the first results come in during the wee hours of the morning. The news is encouraging for viewers here. Journalist Lulit Amdamariam says she's energized by the possibility of witnessing what she calls a great moment.
Oh, we're going to be here all night, 32 hours if we have to.
Lulit is not an American, but she has lived in the States for several years and attended Howard University in Washington.
I attended a black college, so I understand what this means to the black community in the States. More importantly, this is a candidate that the entire world can relate to.
Lulit's colleague, Tamrat Negera, editor of the Amharic language newspaper Addis Nagar, has not been to the United States, but he says he can understand what this election must mean to African Americans.
Africa shared the pain of being black or the pain of colonization. You understand that there was a limitation for a black in this world, but Obama is breaking that through.
Journalist Lulit Amdamariam calls it an American moment.
I think this is the only time that the entire world wishes they were Americans so they could vote. Seriously, I think the entire world would go out and vote if they had the opportunity to die.
This is a moment to remember. Although some Africans may have a hangover on Wednesday, the prospect of the first black U.S. president has enthralled a continent. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。